Queen Alchemy is back, and it is the program that I recommend every single woman takes. Hello, everyone. Happy January 1st. I cannot believe it. We are in the new year. Oh, Jelly needs to be let in. Please pause. Our co-host Jelly has entered the room. As per usual, you would expect nothing less. Anyway, I hope that you guys are all journaling. You're setting your intentions for the year. You've done your reflections for last year. You are soaking up the beautiful new year energy. Some of you will be on January 2nd, actually, if you're in Australia. But one of the things that I am very big on is not waiting until Monday or waiting until, you know, the first of the month or the first of the year to start something or stop doing something, because you can literally, there's a fresh moment. Sorry, I had to pick up my child, the fluff dog, the teddy bear. If you're watching the video, like, he looks like a teddy bear right now. You know, every second we have a new opportunity to start. Every single moment is a moment to change something about yourself, about the way that you're living your life, about the way that you're showing up. But let's not deny that Jan 1 energy, it's fucking potent. It's potent, my friends, and I love it. There is just nothing like it. So anyway, I hope that you're all soaking up the good vibes. What I love to do on New Year's is just have a whole day to myself. I set things up so perfectly. If you bought my New Year's Eve bundle, you would know about it. If you haven't got my New Year's Eve bundle, it's not too late to get the New Year's Eve bundle. It's never too late to get the New Year's Eve bundle. We close it at the end of Jan, so we'll sporadically post about it on socials to remind you. But because we are in the official launch of Queen Alchemy, yay, I won't be talking about it too much, but I'll give you guys reminders here or there. It's $133. It literally jam-packs every single thing that I do year after year to manifest the life of my dreams, to achieve so much in a year, both personally, professionally, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all the things. It's basically like the most condensed version of how I manifest. So like, it's kind of like a really condensed version of everything from, let's say, MMM level 2, and maybe a tiny bit of the manifestation stuff that we do in her as well. It's not that it's necessarily the same. You won't feel like it's the same because I present it and teach it differently. It's just like a condensed version. So even if you're in MMM 2 or you did her last year, you might still find benefit in getting the New Year's Eve bundle just because it's delivered slightly differently. Anywho, now butter has to be let in. So pause. The peanut butter and jelly sandwich is fully with us now and he's hogging half the chair. Anywho, so Queen Alchemy is back. I thought that I would do a little episode just explaining a bit about Queen Alchemy for those of you that are interested, or that are kind of deciding between Queen Alchemy and another program. So if you don't want to listen to Queen Alchemy, don't listen to the podcast, because there's probably nothing really. I'm going to keep it from now on very Queen Alchemy focused. That way no one's missing out on any other juicy nuggets. So Queen Alchemy, for those of you that don't know, is my most kind of like renowned, sought after, like, program that's just been around for fucking ever, right? And it is the program that I recommend every single woman takes. This is the program that many of you need for the trauma healing that you need to do, for the somatic work that you need to do, for the embodiment that you need to do, for cultivating safety around being in your feminine, letting him lead, etc. This is the program. It's also the only program that gets this level of intimacy with me. So when I say by intimacy, what you get, just so that everyone knows, so we have 7 weekly group calls that are happening this round on a Wednesday, 7 weekly group calls that go for 2, so honestly, sometimes 3 hours. So like, you're not being deprived of healing and time with me. Let's just say that. Sometimes my fiance will text me being like, are you still on the call? Because it's like 3 hours and 13 minutes in or whatever. Anyway, so we have weekly group calls on a Wednesday that go for 2 hours. Now, these are calls that everybody comes to. Everyone, and this will make sense in a second when I say everybody. Everybody comes to these calls and we do a lot of somatic work on the calls. The first 4 weeks of these 7 weeks our heavy somatic work, and also a little bit of week 5. Then half of week 5, 6, 7 is more of like the quote unquote fun stuff, right? If you look at the website page, all of the module outlines, the times of the calls, all that information is there. Now, what we also have now is there are 14 mini trauma calls. For any of you that have done, we're probably listening to this, but for any of you that have done Queen Alchemy in the past, or maybe you've listened to an old episode, there used to be a one-on-one included in Queen Alchemy. Obviously, I got to a point where I could no longer have 50 one-on-ones in 7 weeks, like literally impossible for me. That would be very out of integrity. I'd be so burnt out, not helping any of you. So I don't take any of the, there's no one-on-ones included. You can add a one-on-one in, but it's very much first in best dress, especially for this year. If you're not doing this round of Queen Alchemy, what I will say is that if you're not doing round 13, which is happening right now, right? We're launching it right now, starting end of Jan. You're going to do round 14, which is happening in summer. Please remember this. Please remember this, because of course, there's a part of me that's slightly concerned we're going to have issues around this, just with like my calendar, because if you know me, you know that all I want to do is give. I have a very, 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 very limited ability to, to take many one-on-ones, like in addition to Queen Alchemy, for the second round of this year happening in the middle of the year. And that is because I have a very hard cutoff on the last day of Queen Alchemy. After that, I am completely off work for 6 weeks for my wedding. I've got like 2 and 3 weeks of wedding prep of just like relaxing. And then we have our wedding and then we have our honeymoon straight after. So what this means is if you know, or you think I'm probably going to want a one-on-one, or Monica's probably going to suggest a one-on-one, just given what I'm going to be putting in my form, and you're doing round 14, if you join too late, there is a chance that I actually will say, which I never say, but this round I will, you can't join this round of Queen Alchemy. You need to wait until the next round, because I am very, very passionate and rooted in being very ethical with the work that I do. That means is that I wouldn't want somebody paying and joining Queen Alchemy and not getting the full support they need because they need a one-on-one and I can't give them that. So if you need a one-on-one, and I know this because I've done this a million times, if I'm like, she needs a one-on-one in order to get what she needs out of this and in order to have that extra bit of help to really be able to get the most out of Queen Alchemy, if I know you need that, but I don't have any space in my calendar, I will then say that you have to wait for round 15, which means that you're going to be waiting about 7 months because of this. We're going to have quite a big gap between the middle round of the year, like the second round for this year, and then the first round for the year after, if that makes sense. So this is why I'm doing this podcast as well, because I want you all to be really aware of my calendar next year, just because my calendar is a little bit different to usual. And so I want you to all have this information really in advance so that you can make an informed and educated decision for yourself. So anyway, jumping back. So we have these 14 mini trauma calls, and they were made to replace the included one-on-one. So you can still get a one-on-one like in addition, but it's not included in Queen Alchemy. Now, the pro of this is it means that you could potentially have 14 extra hours of healing work with me. These mini trauma calls, you pick and choose the ones that you come to. So for example, there's one on like perfectionism and procrastination. Now, if you don't struggle with perfectionism and procrastination, then you don't have to come to that call. There's one on sisterhood wounding. If you don't have any sisterhood wounding issues, then don't come to that call. You'd come to all 14, you can come to 7, you can come to 3. You basically pick and choose, right? You come to the ones that you can come to. Obviously, there's a recording if you can't make the live call, blah, blah, blah. The 7 calls, though, that I've said before, they have content that everybody benefits from. They have healing that everybody benefits from. And then those 14 calls are a lot more specific, so that I can then kind of basically, I made these calls based on the most common things that I was helping people with in the one-on-ones prior to us getting rid of the one-on-ones included in Queen Alchemy. Okay. What I will say, and there's no like definite plans on this yet, but I want to make you all aware of what's happening so that nobody comes to me in 2025 and is like, I didn't know this was going to happen. Like I should have done this earlier, blah, 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 I'm being very transparent. So we are getting married in September of this year. Hot damn. Then we are planning to start a family the year after. So we're planning to start a family next year. Wait, that actually makes my stomach kind of churn. Wow. We're planning on starting a family next year. What this means is that things very well may change. The format of programs, the level that I can be involved in, like all those kinds of things, very well may change slightly when I fall pregnant, or maybe not when I'm pregnant. I could be fine when I'm pregnant and have the energy. But they will definitely change when I become a mom, because I can tell you right now, the amount that I put into Queen Alchemy, it is physically and emotionally not possible for me to do that and also be a mom at the same time. What that probably is going to mean is not that it's self-paced, right? It's never going to be a self-paced course, because I don't think it's very ethical to do trauma and somatic work that is this kind of deep in a self-paced course. So it's not going to be ever fully self-paced, but it's what it's probably going to mean is that I take out some of the mini trauma calls, and some of the mini trauma calls are recorded and you get the recording versus it being a live mini trauma call. So just so that everyone's super aware, I have got no children right now. Yes, I'm about to marry my man, but there's nothing else really in my life. So my baby, the thing that I'm fully giving to is my business. So just what I'm trying to make you aware of is that is obviously going to change. So if you are wanting to work with me, you are going to get the most of me this year and this year only. I cannot see how it is possible for me to give this much or more when there are children involved. And I just know I'm not going to want to, because I'm going to be so excited about being able to also split my time with being a mom. I'm not going to like only work one day a week or anything. That I don't think that's actually like literally possible for my DNA. I've got a strong intuition. I know how things change, and I've seen how things have changed already in the last 7 years of this business. I've already seen how Queen Alchemy has evolved over the years. So I want to make everybody really, really clear of that, just so that nobody gets any surprises or like disappointed that things have changed. I'm making you all super aware of what's happening and what's probably going to happen, so that you guys can just keep that in your mind when you're making a decision. Okay. So jumping back to Queen Alchemy, that was kind of like a little bit. I might put that on my Instagram as well, so everyone can make sure they get that for really all programs. So like I said before, Queen Alchemy is the healing program. It's very intimate. We have those calls that I mentioned. They're all live. So you get me live. You can ask questions. You can tell me like, oh, I didn't feel this, or like, this is what happened. What does this mean? You've got me there live. You also have a massive portal full of lessons, teachings, other videos. So basically think of it like all of the live calls, we're doing a lot of the healing. All the Q&A and the healing, a lot of healing, majority healing is happening in those live calls, right? That I was just talking about before. A lot of the teaching is happening through all the pre-recorded videos in the portal, which is why I always say on Instagram and in emails, the sooner you join, the better, because the sooner you join, the more you can get ahead, because there's a lot. This is a very in-depth program, right? So, and I'm going to talk about like how much time you have to allocate for it in a second. This is a very in-depth program. So if you join last minute, that's completely fine, but it's just something to factor in. If you know you want to join, why join last minute when you could actually spend this whole month getting ahead and watching every video in the portal, so then you can fully immerse yourself in the healing components in those 7 weeks rather than trying to juggle both. So you have the whole portal full of lessons. Then you also, because we haven't finished yet, just to add some more, you also have a Telegram group with me in it. And it's not one that's going to blow up your phone, by the way. It's not like a group text. It operates differently than that. So don't stress about that. God, I would not do that to you. Anyway, so the Telegram group means that you can be dropping in questions for me any day of the week, as much as you want. You can ask any questions, get any clarification, blah, blah, blah. And I will send long voice messages. We've kind of tallied up over the last few rounds that you get about 10 extra hours of like voice messages from answers. And the beautiful thing is, because you're in a group format, is there are going to be women asking questions that you would have never thought to ask. But once they've asked that question, they're like, oh, wait, I want to know this too. And then you get the answer. So it's really great. You're not only relying on your own brain for questions, you're also learning so much from the answers that I give other women based on their questions. So you have that Telegram group as well. And look, that very well could be something that maybe I remove when I become a mom. We don't know. All I'm saying is you have a lot of, this is the most access you get to me in any programs besides obviously in person and one-on-one. So just remember that if you're thinking about different offerings, I really give you guys so much in Queen Alchemy, and as does my team with like helping you with the whole back end admin, scheduling, any kind of tech issues that you're having as well. So Queen Alchemy, there is lots of work around safety, feminine energy, basically healing everything that makes you feel unsafe to let him lead, not safe in being able to surrender. Like, it helps you to hold your manifestations, to speak your truth, to surrender in sex, to heal your money trauma, to stop procrastinating, to heal your sisterhood wounds. Literally just look at the weekly outline, the lessons that are in the portal and mini trauma calls on the website, because that's going to give you the best idea of what's being worked on, basically like everything. Okay. So if you go to the website page, we'll put it below, scroll down towards the bottom and you will see everything there. It might be like, whoa, at first, because there is so much. So just read through all of those things, because really with any program, like the module outline is going to give you the best idea of, will I get a lot out of this? And just remember, everyone, you might not, for example, need help with like one little thing, but 70% of the rest of the program is amazing. So that is then worth it for you, because you like, sometimes you have to get out of the mindset of like, oh, I will only buy this if I need every single little thing. It's like, no, you are going to get so much value, even if you only did 2 weeks of the program. If that's all that you needed, quote unquote, which probably isn't, if that's all that you needed, that is still going to get you your money's worth, because there is so much that I pack into every week. And honestly, half the time it's like, you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you don't think you actually need healing with something, but then we go into it and then you realize you do. That is something that a lot of women have said. They've said that in Queen Alchemy, they healed so much they didn't even know they needed to heal. And that is obviously one of the beautiful things about the program, the way that it's run, the fact that there is like a format and a flow and that kind of group setting, is it allows you to become aware of things because other women have brought it up that you weren't aware of initially, or answers that you needed, but you didn't even know the question to then get the answer. Sometimes we don't know the question to ask, but we need to hear the answer. So they're obviously some of the pros of the group environment, similar to obviously in person when you're in that group kind of situation. There's just like that extra level of healing in a way. So like I said before, I wanted to give you the answer on like how much kind of time you need for Queen Alchemy. Do you like answering that question of, do you have the space to do Queen Alchemy? So obviously one of the beautiful things of this round of Queen Alchemy is that for the first time ever in the history of Queen Alchemy, I'm doing a round very early in the year because we're fitting in two before my wedding. Usually I don't start until like March. So it's actually really, yeah, it's nice. And it's nice because it's got that new year energy, like I was saying before, and you get the opportunity to really step into that version of yourself and do the work to become that version of yourself this year. And you're doing it with that January, like new year resolution kind of energy, rather than doing it in March where it's like, you're already in the year and blah, blah, blah. So the guide on what you'll kind of what will be involved from you in Queen Alchemy is this. So firstly, I'll say this. It's not about whether you have the quote unquote time. It's whether you have the desire to make the time for what's important to you. So for example, you might live a very, very busy life and you're like, I don't have time for all these mini trauma calls and these main trauma calls every week. Like that's like 5 hours I'm looking at a week of just live calls plus the portal. Now, granted, yeah, exactly. That's 5 hours. Like one, I'm telling you, you're getting your money's worth. And two, well, are you watching Netflix for 5 hours a week? Probably. Are you sitting on Instagram 5 hours a week? Probably. Are you fucking around doing God knows what 5 weeks? Probably. When something is important to you, you will always make the time for it. And here's the thing. If you feeling in a peace, if you having a good relationship, if you calling in your man, if you finally feeling safe in your body and trusting it, whatever it is, if that is important to you, then you want to make the time, because in making the time for what is important to you, that allows you to build self-confidence and self-trust. Because you've said, this is important to me, then you allocate your resources towards it and you get the reward and now you feel good about yourself. So if something is actually important to you and you want to simultaneously build your sense of self-confidence, well, don't know it's important and then abandon that importance. Know it's important and then act on it, be in integrity with it, and actually then show up for it, because you are then going to feel so worthy of getting that thing. You're going to feel enough. You're going to feel confident. You're going to feel like you can trust yourself. You're going to feel like you have your own back. Confidence is also built from showing up for yourself, not just from feeling good about yourself. And like feeling good about yourself also comes from showing up for yourself, right? So anyway, So it's not just about whether you have the time, it's about whether you want to make the time. So like I said before, we have the 2-hour long healing calls that happen weekly. You get the recordings. You could always catch up on the weekends. Often when we go into that kind of like 3-hour mark, by the way, I will say, is because we end up doing like a heap of Q&A and I'm just like, oh, let's keep going. And we're doing a bunch of Q&A and we get to that kind of like, we're over the 2 hours, we're into the three. So often what people will do then, because the healing component of the calls ended, I'm just answering questions, is people will just finish that 1 hour later. People might jump off. They have to go to work. They have to go to bed, whatever it is. They jump off and then they come back and listen to that last 1 hour on a walk or whilst making dinner or like driving to work or whatnot. So they're not having to allocate another hour that week. They're just using that as kind of like a podcast almost, if that makes sense, and listening to it. So you have those healing calls every week that go for about 2 hours. You choose which mini trauma calls you come to. So you may have an extra 40 minutes a week of a mini trauma call, or you could have 3 hours of healing calls that week. It depends which ones you come to that week as well. So that's going to kind of vary a little bit. And then, like I said before, the portal has videos as well. And that could then take up another 20 hours, you know, of watching them if you wanted it to. So the portal has the videos to watch. And ideally, I say try and watch them before the weekly healing call. So you would watch week one before you come to week one. You would watch week two before you come to week two, like the live call. The more you can watch before we start, the better. Hence, I say join ASAP because it's obviously going to make it easier for you. But these can be listened to on a walk, while driving, while making dinner, while folding the laundry, while having a bath. If you don't have a heap of time each week, these are the things, the portal is the things to not stress about doing, because you can catch up on them after the 7 weeks, right? It's always, I say this to everybody every round, it's just about doing as much as you can. Now, you can do, let me say this, so you could do as little as 2 hours a week or as much as 10. What I want you to understand and what I want you to know is that the thing that you have to prioritize is the live calls, because they're live, right? And yes, you get the recording, but it's like, but I want you to come. I want you to do it very soon after so that you can utilize a Telegram group so that you can ask questions, blah, blah, blah. Then if after the 7 weeks you haven't even touched the portal, that's fine. Do the portal after the 7 weeks. So what I'm saying is, on average, let's take the portal out of it. On average, let's say you come to 2 mini trauma calls a week and then you have the 1 healing call a week. That's going to be about 4 hours. Now, you could do that whole 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon because you could do the whole recording. You could do that 4 hours and you could break it up over the whole week. That's completely dependent on you. But I'm telling you right now, you probably spend 4 to 6 hours a week scrolling Instagram, online shopping, and buying nothing because you end up not actually buying it, or watching Netflix, or doing all of the above. So can you just for 7 weeks allocate that time to self-improvement instead? That's all I'm saying. Okay. So let me recap. The amount that is needed from you is obviously how much you can give, but you could do, let's say on average, you could do a minimum of 4 hours a week, because that would be 2 mini trauma calls each week, which some of you won't come to two. Some of you will just come to one a week because you won't need all of them. And then that's also the main trauma healing call. That's 4 hours a week. And then the portal videos, you're listening on a walk, you're listening in the car. You basically swap the podcast that you listen to, whether it's mine or other people's, you swap that for Queen Alchemy. That's it. Like, so simple. It's just about getting smart with your time. And I will tell you guys this, for anybody worried about self-sabotage. Of course you can self-sabotage in any program, in any opportunity. I do, as does my team, as much as we can to ensure that you don't self-sabotage. They're there to answer questions. They're there to help you along. They're there to tell you, like, you know, Meg sending out the emails with like the recording and everything and reminding people to watch the recording. I'm in the Telegram group reminding people to show up. I literally, you know, kind of like once every two weeks, I put a little message in of, if you haven't shown up the way that you wanted to, like, this is your chance. It's not too late. I call you out. And in our first call, our first live call, we actually do some work around self-sabotage to heavily reduce the chance of you self-sabotaging as well. Okay. So if you want something, you're going to get it. And all I ever say is, look, if you're worried about self-sabotaging, still do it, because you know that you can just send me an email being like, hey, I'm self-sabotaging. Can you just light a fire under my ass, Monica? I will deliver, right? Like, that's what I want you guys to know, is that you never have to be worried about saying to me, like, I'm self-sabotaging or I haven't shown up the way that I want to, or like, I'm overwhelmed. I will condense things for you. I will tell you, just do this, just focus on this, blah, blah, blah. Like, I do that every single round and I'm there to make it easier for you. So you don't have to worry. This is like my 21st round of, so this is the 13th round of Queen Alchemy, but I used to have a program before Queen Alchemy. Same kind of thing, just different name. This is my 21st, if I've counted correctly, 21st round of this kind of program. So you can rest assured that I've seen every situation, I've had every question, and I know how to help you. So as long as you want to help yourself, we're good to go. All right. Now, we are going to be running a open house, like I did for the immersion, via Zoom. The details of that will be below. So all you have to do is register for the Zoom call and you can bring any of your questions. Now, if you can't come to the live call, that's fine. Still register and then you'll just get the replay. And if you have any questions you'd like me to answer, please make sure you email the question to Meg. Let's put Meg's email in, Olivia, just because she kind of handles Queen Alchemy. So email Meg, she will collate them for me, and then I will make sure that I answer them on that open house. I'm going to give you guys a tour of what the portal looks like so that you can also just kind of see for yourself and obviously answer any other questions, okay? So I hope this episode was helpful. I know I kind of jammed on what's happening this year a little bit as well. If you have any questions, please reach out. So all you need to do now if you want to join is fill in your form. Once you filled your form in, I will review it in the next two or so days. I will then email you letting you know, yep, everything's good, or hey, I think we should add a one-on-one. And then I will send you the invoice. You will pay the invoice. You will sign your contract. You will get enrolled and we're all hunky-dory. All right. So look at the testimonials, read. There is so many testimonials. I think we have like six Instagram highlights full of screenshots. There is enough proof to literally make your eyes go blurry, but you can read it all if you want to. So that's all on the website page. Any questions, let me know. I will see you guys in the next episode.